Kevin, we get to go to the Bighorn Sheep Auction.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Notice how quickly he put the mic right in front of me, did you? Pleasure to be back again this morning. This is Tom Kirschman from the Wildlife Division speaking at the moment. And we have two action sheets in your commission booklet that are relevant to the bighorn sheep discussion starting at number 14. And when we actually get to the action sheets, Mr. Chairman, I have an updated action sheet that we'll pass out and distribute for that discussion. But first, I think it's important that we go over a little bit of background information and talk about some of the discussions that have come about over the last month before we actually get into the action sheets themselves, if that's okay with you. So without going into the way background of the auction tag history itself, it's maybe more relevant just to go back to last month in our discussions that the department brought forward to you on some recommendations for one rule change and then an administrative action relative to the bighorn sheep auction tag. And this all stems from the concept of raising dollars for more habitat work in South Dakota. Again, the auction tag has been around for a while, and those dollars have been used for bighorn sheep management activities that I'll mention here briefly in just a moment. But as the discussions around more habitat work in South Dakota came about, one of the challenges that we looked at was what are opportunities out there that we can use to help raise dollars for habitat in South Dakota, both on private lands and public lands. And one of those items that was brought forward for discussion was the bighorn sheep auction tag. And knowing that this is a type of fundraising mechanism that's used across the West, many states, and including South Dakota, they have been successful in raising dollars for all kinds of management activities. And so when those discussions came about and looking at the bighorn sheep auction tag, the concept in particular of expanding to that Badlands hunting unit, in particular because of the known quality rams that exist in that particular unit and the record ram that was harvested last year, certainly put South Dakota on the map, but also provided that opportunity for us to look at and consider to raise more dollars for habitat here in South Dakota. And so hence that's where that discussion went, and we brought forward to you the recommendations last month of expanding to that Badlands hunting unit, knowing what kind of rams we have in that herd and what that potential opportunity could be for raising funds for habitat in South Dakota. Obviously, over the last month, there's been a lot of discussion, a lot of questions about the use of bighorn sheep auction tag and the funds generated from such an activity for other management in South Dakota beyond bighorn sheep. And we've heard some of those comments. We heard some of those in the public hearing yesterday. We've seen several letters being submitted to you as a commission and us as a department as well. And all their points are valid and are fair questions. I think it's important as we look at this concept, the bighorn sheep auction tag funds have helped in bighorn sheep management activities over the years since its existence. I will also share with you, though, that the auction tag has not been the only source of funds that we have used for bighorn sheep management activities in South Dakota. We've used license fees from all sorts of licenses that have been purchased in South Dakota that go into the game fund. We have used Pittman-Robertson dollars, the federal aid dollars that are available to our agency, like all other state wildlife agencies, to do projects for bighorn sheep. We have had other partners that have put in funds. Yesterday, Mr. Hurley was here and testified in front of you from the National Association of Wild Sheep Foundation, and then our partnership with the Midwest chapter located out in Minneapolis and Twin Cities, St. Paul. They have been longstanding partners with our agency doing all kinds of bighorn sheep projects, and we really value and appreciate their assistance in all the projects they've participated in. Other key partners that have put funds towards bighorn sheep activities have been Forest Service, as we've done projects, some habitat projects and watering projects. And certainly be remiss of me not to mention the partnership that we've had from permittees on some of the Forest Service lands in the Black Hills as well. The Elk Mountain Projects is a prime example of that, where we had probably upwards of 8-9 different partners that were part of that water project and made it successful because of that collaborative effort. In that project, for example, we did spend close to about $85,000 of auction tag funds towards that project. But that project was much bigger than that. And from our agency, Pittman Robinson dollars, the permittees, Forest Service, was a very big, large collective effort in making that project happen. So that's just a key example of one of the projects where the auction fund dollars have gone towards. And it's also going towards other bighorn sheep research as well. So I just bring that to your attention because there's been a lot of questions about does it seem appropriate to use bighorn sheep funds for other habitat activities out there? And again, as I mentioned last month, talking about it, an administrative rule right now where we talk about the auction funds, it talks about big game management. It is not specific to just bighorn sheep. So it's certainly a viable, and it's things that happen in other states as well, that those funds raised by specific auction tags go to other management activities as well. I will also tell you right now from the bighorn sheep auction fund that's within the department that was set up, since its inception, we've spent a little over $300,000 of those funds on various activities in bighorn sheep management. Right now, there's a balance of approximately $350,000. I will share with you of that. Right now, we've committed approximately $135,000 of that towards the next bighorn sheep shedder project in relation to disease management, pneumonia, on the Rapid City herd. And we'll be matching funds for that project with Pittman Robertson dollars as well, like we have in the past. So we have some of those dollars already obligated and committed moving into the future. And we'll be discussing other types of projects. I know Commissioner Bees has talked about some other water projects in the Black Hills that likelihood would fit into some of those funds as well. So just wanted to share a little bit of background on the auction tag funds itself, where those have been used, and what kind of expenditures we have used. So obviously over the last month also the discussion has been where those funds would go. As we look forward into the auction concept, should we move forward through your action today and inclusion of the Badlands Hunting Unit, we have, based on the conversation you all had last month, Secretary Hepler did send you your letter or send a letter committing to bighorn sheep management moving into the future. And that also had the description of there that the first 85,000, which is that rolling average since the inception of the bighorn sheep auction tag in South Dakota, would be set aside for bighorn sheep management as we've been doing in the past. And those 85,000 would go into that bighorn sheep account that's found within the Wildlife Division game fund itself under the terrestrial budget. And then the remainder of those funds from that type of auction moving into the future, or at least the near future, would go to the department from the Midwest chapter or the national chapter, or whoever we decide to work with. That would go to habitat projects in South Dakota, with funds going towards not only public land habitat projects on game production areas across the state from west to east, but also to private lands habitat efforts found both within our department through our private lands programs and working with the Habitat Fund for the Working Lands Program and any other programs that come about. So there's a commitment there to put those dollars towards habitat, both on public and private lands across the state in South Dakota. So Mr. Chairman, that's some background of the bighorn sheep auction tag itself. If it would be your pleasure to have any discussion or questions, certainly do that. Or if you'd like to jump into the two action sheets found in your commission book, we can do that next. I guess I will throw that back to you to see what your pleasure would be.
Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. Tom, just for further clarification for me, since I know very little about bighorn sheep, you mentioned the money was gonna, some money was committed to cover shedding and some.
Mr. Chairman.
Medicine is what I heard.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, Commissioner Sharp. So shedders is the concept used. My apologies for using some common lingo, though. Shedders has to do with the whole disease issue around pneumonia. And individual species or individual sheep that, quote unquote, could shed the virus and the pneumonia to other sheep within the herd. And so we've been doing some, again, some research on quote-unquote pneumonia shedders of individual sheep within the herds and doing testing and removing them, and then to see how the herd itself responds to that. And what we have found are some positive responses where there is less individuals contracting the pneumonia. We're seeing higher levels of recruitment of the lambs. And so we have done that in Custer State Park, and our next project is going to be moving that on to the Rapid City herd of bighorn sheep as well. And so it all has to do with the disease of pneumonia and working on that. Excellent. My apologies for that.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Chairman Jensen. Commissioner Phillips here. You referred to the MOU, Memorandum of Understanding. Could you give us a little more history, background, when it was written, if it's up for review, touch
sure.
on where we are with that?
Mr. Chairman, when the Bighorn Sheep Auction Tag was implemented in its infancy, we did put together an MOU with the Midwest chapter itself, talking about doing collaborative efforts on bighorn sheep management in South Dakota. And some of the key points it talked about was, number one, our agency in the Midwest chapter working together on management activities. It talked about putting together a work group and having an annual meeting to talk about bighorn sheep management activities in South Dakota. We currently typically hold that meeting in conjunction with the May Commission meeting. We've done it on that same days as the commission meeting passed. This year we actually held it about a week and a half prior to the commission meeting. So it's a continuous effort to collaborate with individuals and key interested folks on bighorn sheep management. Now we've expanded that to mountain goat as well. And then it also mentions in the MOU that if the Midwest chapter was granted the opportunity to hold the auction, that the funds come back to the department and gives them the opportunity. As you recall, the administrative rules for bighorn sheep auction tag right now does not specify one individual entity that has the opportunity to do it. It outlines the process that takes place where an NGO in conservation can submit an application letter asking for the opportunity to auction that tag. Up to this point, only the Midwest chapter has been the entity which has submitted that application letter, hence why they've been the entity auctioning the tag over the past 7 years. So that MOU was put in place at a time. It existed for 5 years, and that was the length of it, the lifespan, and then we did a new one, renewed it with them back, I believe it was in 2018, early 18. And that was a 5-year MOU. Now, with some of these changes and discussions going on with this, we would certainly go back and look at that MOU and make the appropriate adjustments to it based on where the conversation is right now and how we'd move forward with the auction tag itself. As we talked about last month, we have every intent to continue our partnership with the Midwest chapter and the National Organization of Wild Sheep Foundation to do bighorn sheep management, and we would love the opportunity to continue to work with them, and they've expressed that interest to work with us in auctioning off into the future the auction tag as well, because they want to remain a committed partner to bighorn sheep management in South Dakota. And we are more than pleased and happy to hear that from them and to work with them. So we'd go back and make the appropriate adjustments to the MOU that exists right now, work with the Midwest chapter in doing those adjustments. Whether that MOU is a year-by-year MOU or a 5-year or a 3-year, we can figure that out. But more importantly, we need to have that conversation with them and make the appropriate adjustments to that MOU. But we're committed to doing that, and we're committed to continue being a partner with them and bighorn sheep management in South Dakota.
Commissioner, excuse me, Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp here. What is roughly the time that that auction takes place?
Under the current status, the Midwest chapter has held their fundraising event, their auction. It's typically the third weekend of March. I might be off one or two weekends or one weekend there depending on a given year, but it's usually been about that third weekend of March in the Twin Cities area. Again, the conversations with the action sheets here in particular is to have that opportunity to move that up. We had talked about the concept of a tentative of incorporating the announcement of that winner with the during the fall during the governor's pheasant hunt. But all those details are yet to be finalized and determined on how that would work. But how the rules were in place right now were quite honestly structured to fit more of that March timeframe of an auction. And so hence why we brought that forward to make that adjustments to give that flexibility to potentially move that up sooner. We have had discussions with the Midwest chapter. Secretary Hepler and I were on the phone with them last month talking about the overall concept. We will get back together with them and Mr. Hurley and others from the national organization as well on how to orchestrate that auction, because it would be more of a standalone auction if we do it earlier versus in March when they typically hold their fundraising event. But they have the mechanisms and tools in place, and they are on standby to work with us and the commission to make that happen in the best way that we can for it to be successful.
Commissioner Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom, you talked about the 85,000 we use as a kind of a rolling average. And I realize that this is an annual deal that we've made, and the secretary unfortunately has to come to the point where we actually have to write a letter to say that we're going to hold that money good. My question is, if we are successful, and I believe we will be, in raising substantially more dollars in the auction this year, say just use 400,000. Say we really hit the lotto and do 400,000, and then that becomes part of a five-year rolling average, and it moves it from 85,000 to 148,000. Would it be our intent to share the wealth on the new average then, going forward?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Olson, I believe our intent right now would be, even moving forward, that level would be at the 85,000 based on where we're at right now, and the excess funds or the funds above and beyond the 85,000, even moving into the future, would be used for habitat on both public and private lands. I guess we could have those conversations going back and forth, but again, the intent would be is we set that number at the 85,000 based on where we're at right now. We would commit into the future that 85,000 to Bighorn Sheep Management again, and that's why I shared the information a few moments ago that I think it's very important to understand that it's not only auction funds that are used on Bighorn Sheep Management in South Dakota. We use hard dollars or license dollars, we use Pittman Robinson dollars, and we also use partner dollars, no different than we do on many other projects in the state as well. So the intent would be is 85,000 Bighorn Sheep, and if we are that successful and that's what it comes to in terms of those extra dollars, we'd use that for public and private lands habitat in South Dakota.
Commissioner Olson, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary. I just wanted to add a couple more things to that as well. You know, the conversation that all the auction tag money should go back to sheep has obviously been the center of discussion, and we've been hearing that for the last month and a half. We just got to make very clear, though, we have a balance currently in the Bighorn Sheep Fund of $350,000 from that auction license over the last 5 years. More money isn't going to put sheep on the mountain. I mean, that's something we got to make very clear. What's going to put more sheep on the mountain is figuring out what to do with pneumonia. And that right now we're putting in upwards of $400,000+ in a research project currently. So we are trying to address the elephant in the room, which is pneumonia. And our staff are diligently working on, you know, figuring out a potential vaccine to fight this bacteria off. It's not a vaccine. It's more of an inoculant to, you know, control this bacteria that's being spread by domestic sheep and in the interaction with domestic sheep. So if all that money were to be spent on sheep, how many more sheep would that be put on the mountain? They might be put there, but they're not going to last long if that pneumonia bacteria does infiltrate the herd. So we got to keep that in the back of our minds when we continue these discussions, because it is a real challenge nationwide to control bighorn sheep because of pneumonia. And all the biologists across the nation and in the West are trying to figure out that silver bullet and what does work and what doesn't. So I just wanted to throw that in there. If there's any more questions on pneumonia, I'd love to answer them as well. So thank you.
Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I was hoping we'd get around to that. I didn't want to hog the mic. But as far as our hard costs, our input costs, how much of our input costs regarding sheep are actually subsidized by the fund versus just actually using hard budgeted dollars, not for you know, for our scientists, our interns, travel, you name it. How much, what's the percentage that comes from the auction versus what we spend overall on sheep management in South Dakota?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Olson, I guess I don't have the exact percentage in front of me. What I can share with you again, as we talked about last month, approximately the last 3 years or so, we've been expending probably about $200,000 to $225,000 on management activities on bighorn sheep. And of that, we probably spend, of that, probably 40 to 50% has come from auction, and the rest has been from license dollars or hard dollars or PR funds. As Kevin just alluded to as well, we have an ongoing research project looking at pneumonia. We did use auction funds as there in that project as well, but the vast majority of that, it was done through our Pittman-Robertson dollars and through the department. The project that I mentioned more to the Rapid City herd, that's going to be about a $300,000 project, and of that, about $135,000 is going to be from the auction tags. About $130,000 will be from federal aid and through the department itself, and then the rest of the funds will be matched through the University at South Dakota State, as they're going to be the lead researchers. And that's just on that project alone. What we also do on an annual basis is monitoring a sheep, surveying, which includes our staff time and all that. Typically, all those expenditures come through the department and through our survey grant and monitoring grant that we use through Pittman-Robertson dollars as well. So can't give you a clean break percentage-wise. We do use the auction funds typically for specific projects, whether it's a research project, a water project, a habitat project, those types of things. Another example where we've used those funds this last year is that we provided about $22,000 or $24,000 to help monitor and do the survey of bighorn sheep down on Pine Ridge Reservation, working with the tribes as well. They've been a key partner on these particular projects. They don't always have the funds, but we know that this is a key opportunity for overall management of bighorn sheep in the state and a key partner in managing bighorn sheep, and so we use auction funds to help do an aerial survey and to put radio collars on bighorn sheep down there as well. So again, partners are a key project and effort when it comes to bighorn sheep management, and the tribe down there is certainly one of our key partners in bighorn sheep management in South Dakota.
Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Travis Beese, currently there, you stated there's $350,000 in account for sheep at the moment, and with this year's auction tag, another $85,000, so there's $435,000 by the end of this year that's available in that account. In the original agreement with the Midwest chapter, I believe I was on that board when this started, and there was an agreement in there where about $100,000 to $150,000 would remain in that as a reserve balance in case we have another breakout for seed money to bring more sheep back. And then which I hope is going to be in that new agreement, and then with the new agreement coming forward, the $85,000 that's being stated is going to be in that new agreement also. So that roughly gives us you know, pretty close to $300,000 to do projects with for sheep, and a lot of that's probably going to go to more research, which I hope to keep the shedder program going, plus programs to go back on the ground to help habitat for the sheep in the area.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bees, we do have the balance right now in the bighorn sheep account, if I'll call it that, within the department. Again, used for various projects. We talk about those types of projects with the work group and what they believe are also valid projects to spend those funds on. Right now, we don't have anything in writing or in an agreement or anything about a minimum balance in there to have in the event that there is a major die-off or some catastrophic event like that. I think what is important to understand from that is that the auction funds can help enhance and supplement activities that we do for bighorn sheep management in the state. And if we have some catastrophic event and it would be imperative that we go out and bring in sheep from somewhere else, number one, we first have to determine, is that the right management activity to do based on the circumstances that may have depleted a herd or multiple herds, most likely being disease issue. And number two, can we find sheep out there to bring in from another location to do those activities? Because that is becoming harder and harder, quite honestly, from outside of a state to bring in sheep. Many other states that will look at a concept or a situation like that may have some reluctancy to say, yeah, we're willing to give up sheep because we have some extra, but there might be reluctancy knowing that pneumonia is the main issue, and to bring sheep in to contract pneumonia again and potentially succumb to the same circumstances. So those conversations go on all the time around bighorn sheep and moving them from one location to another. I think what is really important to understand, though, as a commission, as a department, as a state, if we see that we have a situation where we need to bring in sheep and the auction funds just weren't there or weren't sufficient enough, and it is a priority of our state and of our agency, then we're going to find a way to make that happen, whether that's through dollars we have within the Wildlife Division and the Game Fund, whether those are dollars are set aside specifically to bighorn sheep, or whether those are resources that come in from deer licenses, pheasant licenses, whatever it might be. If that is a priority and we believe that that is what we need to do, and we don't have those resources specifically within the bighorn sheep auction account, then that's what we determine and find out and make that happen within the overall department itself and priorities and working with the commission. So no different in the past. Bighorn sheep, we've done a lot of different management activities, expenditures towards this species. It's an iconic species, one that people love to watch. They love to view, they love to take photographs. And obviously we have many people in the state that would love the opportunity, that once in a lifetime opportunity to harvest one. So we take that seriously. But we know over the past, we've done activities, and a lot of those activities were conducted by general license fees that come into the department. Whether those, again, came from deer, elk, pheasant, it doesn't matter. It came into the game fund, and that was a priority, and that was part of our efforts that we did for management bighorn sheep, and we make that happen. So I wouldn't see that any different moving into the future. If that is a priority and that's something that we need to make happen, and we don't have the funds sitting there per se, that we find those funds to do those activities. No different than what we do for all other game and non-game management across the state. If that's a priority, then we find a way to make that happen.
Yeah, just my comment about the money and how it broke down was, to be blunt and to the point, is there's a lot of money sitting there to do sheep research and fund projects and have a reserve to bring sheep in if there's an outbreak. So the point I'm trying to get at is that the extra money that comes in off this new auction tag coming up is, I hope we can take that extra money and fund our new habitat program down the road, and because there is plenty of money in this account to keep our sheep going.
Yep.
Is the point I'm trying to make.
Yep. Very good point, Commissioner Bees.
So, Tom and Kevin, as we go forward today with the action sheets and discussion and decision, just so we're all clear, kind of where we've come to, we don't know what the auction number is going to be, of course. Everybody, we've heard numbers from whatever they are, 200 to a million. I mean, nobody knows. But I think everybody's working with the assumption that 85,000, the first 85,000, would be dedicated to sheep. But then the balance, which is unknown, is clearly under the control of the commission. So the commission today will be deciding what happens with that money. Does it stay within the department? Does it get distributed somewhere else? Or maybe the commission today decides, well, let's wait and see how much money comes in with that auction. My point being, it's department money, therefore under the control of the commission, because we ultimately approve the budget as we did yesterday. And so the commission, it might get a little confusing with these action sheets and how they fit together, but I just think we need to be clear that the commission is deciding what's going to happen with that money, if anything, today, although maybe they'll wait and say, let's see how much comes in, what the plans are, and then we can decide later. But anyway, my point being, it's a commission decision on what happens with that balance of actually all of the money. True?
Mr. Chair, again, Tom Kirschman, that no different than how the current auction is operated right now. When the auction tag is completed and implemented, right now the Midwest chapter sends those dollars back to the department, comes in the department into the Bighorn Sheep Auction Fund. So the concept moving forward here also with the auction tag, again, we don't know at this moment who that entity may or may not be.
Sure.
But those funds would come back, the proceeds from the auction fund would come back to the department. Again, as you just said, the first $85,000 going into the Bighorn Sheep Auction account, and the remainder of those funds in the department, and then we'll determine and use those for habitat of both public lands, GPAs, and private lands for across the state of South Dakota.
Sure. But
those funds will come back to the department.
But so, like today, though, I mean, the commission will be deciding if we want to keep it in the department pending further discussion and decisions. That's what the commission is really going to do today, right? It's not going to automatically go beyond the commission or beyond the department. It's still department commission funds, right?
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roblin here again, Deputy Secretary. You are correct. I mean, the department would recommend some of this money does go to the Second Century Habitat Fund. There's no doubt about that. That would be our recommendation to the commission as a department. You know, some of the things that we need to emphasize, too, is the rule on the Bighorn Sheep Auction License does restrict the spending of those dollars to big game management, research, and habitat. So those monies need to be spent on big game management, research, or habitat based on that rule that was put in place in 2013. Now, the commission could change that rule, but there are some stipulations as to how the money couldn't be spent. The Working Lands Program definitely would fall under big game habitat. This Working Lands Program would benefit deer populations across South Dakota in particular, along with waterfowl, pheasants, grouse, passerines, the whole gamut of grassland species. So just some things to consider, but the department would recommend some of those funds, some of those dollars from that auction license does go to the Second Century Habitat Fund.
Right, which come down to you in a minute. Yes, and so that all, again, though, will be a commission decision, if you will. And then we've also worked through, I mean, there are some statutes that everybody, so everybody understands that this is public money. And so that puts it in a special category, if you will, when you look at state statutes. And so if public money is spent on private ground, then there is a requirement under certain statutes that there be whatever the right word is, reasonable public use, reasonable public access. I mean, that exists because we're talking about public money. True?
Mr. Chairman, yes, that is true. Statute does say that if money is spent on from license dollars in particular, this would be a license fee, this Bighorn Sheep Auction license, that those dollars spent on private land, that private landowner then would have to allow some reasonable use of that property. We define use as reasonable access with landowner permission. It does not mean the landowner would have to open their land up for public access, like through the walk-in area program, but it does mean that a non-family member or neighbor or friend or just the general public knocking on the door asking for permission to allow some of that to occur on that property if license dollars are spent on habitat programs on private land.
Okay. Sorry, Secretary Hepler.
Mr. Chairman, I just hope that the commission today actually takes action and directs us whether you want this money to go. This should not be that hard of a decision point. Whether it's, you know, $1,000, whether it's $1 million, it's the same principle. Because if you just leave it out there and it's still unknown, that's just one more thing. The public can wonder where it is. We go in front of the Rules Committee in a few weeks. They're going to ask the same question. We talk to the fund board tomorrow, which we sit on part of, Mr. Chairman. They could ask that same question. So I want to get some finality of this done. We need to make these decisions, and also I think it's also helpful when you go out and we start going to the auction to let these prospective auction people know where we plan to spend this money, so that helps with the messaging. For example, if the governor's involved, helps with her messaging. So my plea to you today is that don't put that decision off. Make some determination, and we talked a little bit about we give you at least our sideboards how we're viewing this. And I realize there may be some differences with the commission. You guys can work that out. But and when we get through with this action, I'd like to know what your direction is, so it's clear. Mr. Chairman.
Sure. And so what you're suggesting is a commission. I mean, so it's a commission decision, number one. Number two, I mean, the commission could decide so much of a percentage would stay with the department for other projects. So much might be distributed to the Habitat Fund for spending there, or maybe there's another entity somewhere. But that's what you're proposing, Mr. Secretary, that at least the percentage go here, there, and as opposed to, because we can't distribute numbers because we don't know the numbers.
To be very clear, I'm not suggesting percentages at all. In fact, I wish you would not give us percentages, but I fully recognize it's in your purview, Mr. Chairman, to do that. I think what I'm proposing to be clear about it is that we want to balance the funds, you know, into the fund, and we want to be able to spend some money on some of the public lands, like our game production areas, which we have a clear, you know, list of things we need to work on. We've talked to the public and talked to you about. I'm hesitant to say what either 50%, 40%. I'd prefer you don't go down that road. We certainly will commit to working with, you know, you already have a recognized budget subgroup. We'll work with them as we go through time and saying, here's where we're at. We can have conversations with the fund board. I mean, this is all, I mean, I think it'd be premature to say spend 10% here or 15% there. I'd prefer not to do it that way, but I also recognize, Mr. Chairman, it's your prerogative to do that also.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Phillips.
I guess my question is mostly to Kelly. If we don't know the numbers and we don't use percentages, what's the answer? What if we don't know how much it's going to be? Aren't percentages the only way to do it? Or what am I missing here?
Through the chair, it really depends upon Commissioner Phillips what you're trying to do. I like one of the things we had discussions before about. The concern was the original contracts were written around $1 million that came from the general fund into the Second Century Foundation was talking about, you know, private lands centered on the east side of the state. Your concern was you thought maybe some of those expenditures should be on the west side of the state. We recognize that, and we certainly respect that. And so the way to get to that point, and that's why we offered maybe we'll work on some game production areas. And so that'd be, here'd be my recommendation back to you saying, okay, department, work with our subcommittee, but here are some general sideboards that we want to give you. I mean, we spend almost $94 million a year, and you did it on a program level, and I've never seen you get down to the point of setting percentages, and I realize this is a little bit unique. But if you come back and tell us you want to spend money in game production, we hear that loud and clear, and we will make every effort then to work with you, and if you want to sit down with us in particular behind, sit down and say, here are some of the game production areas in the West we're thinking about versus some of the East. You know, Paul Coughlin's going to be in charge of that program. He's going to prioritize where that money should be going. Be happy to have Paul engaged, and here's where our top priority, where we think the money should go. And it won't be eastern side of the state centric. That I can say on the record, but we can work with you on that. So, and if I use the word trust, then I get pushback from the public and other people like, well, that isn't how we want to do business. I mean, but part of this is that we have a relationship with the commission, which is a very strong relationship. Very good working relationship. I would say let's build on that kind of relationship and work our way through this. Because, if we're incredibly unfortunate, let's say we get $1 million. I don't think it's going to happen. We get $1 million. That may change how maybe we want to divide things. I'm just going again, I want to get that decision made generally out there. Let's help the whole process to be able to go do some of that, though. And so, Commissioner Phillips, it's not a clear, definitive answer, but I'm saying just give us some general sideboards. We'll commit to work with the subcommittee, have the same type of discussions like we had, a couple days ago going through our budget, then you'll be able to say, here's what we're suggesting. Or if later, if you want to say we've had some discussions and we certainly come back on records and then the public thinks there's transparency here, we're not trying to do things behind a closed door at all, we'll come back then and have those kind of discussions in front of the public so they hear where this thing is as we go through time. Because I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get the auction set up. I'm looking at Mr. Hurley, but we're not going to try to have this thing finalized until probably late September, late October. So until that actually happens, we're not going to be able to tell you the dollar amount. we're going to get a general sense. I'm assuming it'll be hundreds of thousands is what I'm thinking, you know, probably in a 400,000 to 500,000 range is what I hope. But, you know, it all depends. But it's your prerogative again, Mr. Phillips. If you feel more comfortable by saying I'd like to spend 20% here, then we'll try to do that. We can't exactly tell you that because I think Chris Peterson will tell you this and how we do our budgeting, but we could come real close to that. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Kelly, for your response. Yes, my concern is that it's all going to go east of the river to Pheasants, and I'd like some of it to stay in western South Dakota in the Black Hills for obvious reasons. The bighorn sheep are a western South Dakota animal. They're a Black Hills animal. They're a Badlands animal. Yes, this money needs to be spent on habitat statewide, but I would really prefer some of it be dedicated to our habitat work west of the river and in the Black Hills, as well as statewide. And yeah, we can work on that going forward, and I think it just needs to be on the record that that's what we're going to do with this money. It's a great opportunity, and let's use it to the best of its ability.
Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Boyd here. Much of what I was thinking about saying has been covered. This is a tremendous responsibility to make a decision about such a large amount of funding. I do support the $85,000 for bighorn sheep. Definitely would agree with that. I don't know that I'm quite ready to make determinations on exactly how to, or even in general, how to use the other funds. I'll try to form a question here. We can pass these two proposals or act on these two proposals, but can we set aside that decision-making process on what to do with the funds? Is that enough information for you to answer?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Boyd, I think just from the previous discussion between Commissioner Phillips and Secretary Hepler, and it's challenging, I think, in your overall discussion when you don't have that definitive, this is where it goes and this is how it's going to be spent, and certainly understand that. From the standpoint of the conversation that just occurred and, you know, the committing the dollars towards habitat in general in South Dakota, with some going to the Second Century Fund for the Working Lands Program that will benefit big game in eastern South Dakota in the south central part, but also our commitment to doing private land work in western South Dakota that can benefit big game, and obviously on habitat on game production areas, public land. Remember, when we went through that GPA assessment alone, we identified multi-million dollars worth of habitat work and efforts that we could do across the state on game production areas just on that part alone for habitat. And so by the direction from you as a commission and sideboards of saying doing habitat work in western South Dakota, whether that ends up being on game production areas, on public land that's available for all users out there, all of our hunters, or through our private lands program working on riparian corridor work and things like that that can benefit all kinds of big game out there, mule deer, white-tailed deer, pronghorn, even elk, depending on where it's at, is going to be beneficial to all out there, both from a wildlife perspective and for the users out there as well. So we can, it won't be difficult to use the dollars once they're there to do habitat. I think that's a very fair and easy statement to share with you all. Whether that's $300,000 or $1 million, quite honestly, will not be difficult to use from a habitat standpoint. And we will find avenues and venues to use it that will fit within the sideboards that you create and share with us because of the need for habitat out there. So that won't be the difficult part. We can have those conversations with you as a full commission, or as Secretary Hepler said, the subcommittee of commission from a budget standpoint, however you choose and want us to do that. But once the dollars are there, I honestly believe it will not be a difficult task to use the dollars because we've identified habitat programs and sources and locations to use funds for habitat out there. So we can make that happen once those dollars are available.
But the answer to the question is, yes, I mean, we could make these decisions today and put off, if you will, or wait to see whatever comes in or what the plans are specifically. I mean, we don't have to decide today what to do with whatever money might come in, because we just don't have to make that decision today. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying we don't have to, right?
Mr. Chairman, Kevin Roblin here again. You are correct. I mean, the action sheets today don't require the commission to figure out where those funds need or should be spent. The action sheets today strictly talk about a deadline for application and an overall expansion of a unit. Again, though, the department strongly encourages that we do hash that out today so we can, when we move forward into the future with marketing this license, we can have a clear, concise message to the public and really wrap this conversation up and then move forward. You know, there could be sideboards the commission does give the department. You know, no more than 75% of the money could not go to the Second Century Habitat Fund Board. You know, something like that, all the rest of the money could be used for habitat. I know that's where the commission wants to go. That's why I said it, and I didn't even, I mean, we could do that. We could. Now, that's up to the commission to decide, but it would be nice to have a definitive answer to where, how and where the money would be spent.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously having a difficult conversation here, but that's because of the interest that we've all been hearing about and the comments and everything else that's gone on the past several months and the amount of money that might be involved. And I mean, there's a lot of interest, and as I recall, this is really the first time that this approach has been taken where we have an auction and with regard to a specific critter, if you will, and then all of the money doesn't get devoted back to that critter. So it's really an unprecedented, challenging issue. So all legitimate questions and issues, it seems. Commissioner Sharp.
You know, I must not understand the issue, because I think the amount of time we're spending discussing what's really a few hundred thousand dollars when we just approved a $94 million budget, I'm kind of lost here. We had sheep before we had the sheep auction. And so the sheep auction money has really enhanced our ability to spend money on habitat for sheep and other big game. And whether we spend habitat money out of this fund here, or we spend habitat money out of the Second Century Initiative Fund, I think the key is we're going to be spending money on habitat. And why we'd get into the weeds on, are we going to have 5 acres of tall grass and 5 acres of short grass spent out of this fund and two-thirds out of this fund, I don't think that is really material or going to be that impactful on the outcome of the fact that we're going to end up more than likely having some extra money that we can spend on habitat throughout our state. And I think we maybe need to focus on that more and less on 10% here, 5% here, and just be happy that we're going to have some extra opportunity. Because all this angst on percentages and where the money's coming from, you know, we've covered that. Well, you've covered it quite succinctly. We spend pheasant money doesn't all just go to pheasants. Fish money doesn't just all go to fish. I mean, there's a lot of ways that the money is blended throughout our budget and spent throughout our state that enhances all aspects of outdoor activity. So again, really getting into the weeds on where we're going to spend this money, I am totally lost on why that is an important issue that has to be decided today.
Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Travis Beese here. I make a motion to accept the bighorn sheep hunting season. It's different from the conversation that's going on.
I would second that.
Well, I didn't hear your motion. What is it?
To accept the bighorn sheep hunting season.
What number is it?
So, Mr. Chairman, if you want to go in the action sheets, I want to back up just a moment on
that's
that
where
one,
we're at.
Because I have a replacement action sheet, that one item that we want to discuss on this, if I may. So if you want to go into the action sheets, I would ask that give us a moment to share some information with you.
That's where we was at, but this went into the funds conversation. I thought we was on the action sheets, and then we went into the discussion about the extra money. So I'm going back to the original situation.
To the action sheets.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to look at the proposed different action sheet?
No, we're on the game fish, on the bighorn sheep auction.
Yep.
Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, Kevin Roebling is passing out an action sheet. Just I'll explain it once you have it in front of you there, of some new information there on. So number 14 in your commission book, if I may, Mr. Chairman, was a proposal that you all generated at the May commission meeting. That was in regards to the November 1 deadline that's currently in administrative rule for an application letter or submission to the commission department for the opportunity to auction the bighorn sheep tag. And what we had recommended to you, what you created as a proposal, was to remove the November 1 deadline and simply insert language that states that a deadline date would be established and make that known to allow that flexibility of the conversation we've had here working with either the Midwest or National or some other entity to auction that license earlier than what's currently in the structure right now. So when you made that proposal, one of the steps that we do is we provide markups to the Legislative Research Council that looks at the administrative rule package. And one of the items that they came back to us here just recently, in fact, we had generated the sheet and put the book together, was a recommendation of just going ahead to remove that rule itself, because if we put in language there that basically states we're going to announce what the deadline is and no specific date, there's basically no need to have the rule that talks about an application deadline date without a specific date. And I'll ask John Kotilnik to chime in if I'm missing anything. So what you have in here is a revised action sheet, a finalization that basically asks for you to repeal that entire rule, because without having a specific deadline date for the application letter, there's no need to have the rule itself. John Kotilnik, am I stating that correctly?
That is correct, Tom. This is John Kotilnik, staff attorney for Game Fish Parks. It's purely an administrative function on the commission's part. You look at our largest application deadline for a hunting season is deer season. And nowhere in administrative rule do we have what that deadline is. That is just set by the commission, depending on a whole host of number of factors, whether we restructure a whole deer season like we did recently and bump the date up to June 15th. You know, I don't know what it's going to be next year, but again, it's purely an administrative function on the commission's part, and by repealing the rule, would give you guys the flexibility to set that date, if that makes sense.
So just to be clear, the sheet that you handed out, if we numbered that 14, that would be a replacement 14. And then
yes.
Commissioner Bees, is that what you would move approval of, is the new 14? Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, then if that is the case, then we would have to ask you to take the action, if you approve of this, to make an amendment.
First amend and then approve.
That is correct.
Yeah. And Commissioner Sharp, is that what you're seconding, is this
yes.
replacement?
Yes.
All right. So is there any discussion on the replacement number 14 as just described by Tom? Any discussion? If not, all in favor of amending the action sheet to the current 14, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Now, do you want to make a motion to approve
the
14
new,
as
the
a proposal?
As a proposal, yes.
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion on that? Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor of approving the new 14 as a proposal, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. So that passes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a finalization, not a proposal. So you finalize. Yes.
It's final.
Yes.
It's
that
approved.
Is a finalization sheet. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I thought I almost said it right.
Yes. Because the amendment you did amended your proposal and you took your final action,
so
the finalization.
All right.
So, Mr. Chairman, moving on to 14A in your book then. Again, this is in relation to the expansion of the Badlands hunting unit for the auction tag itself. This is not actually in rule. This is an administrative action, because in rule right now it specifically states that the commission has the authority to determine which unit or units the bighorn sheep auction tag is valid in. And so Last May, you put this out just so that you could obtain public input on this. And so again, it's not necessarily a formal proposal from the standpoint of rule promulgation, but in transparency of putting it out for the public to provide comment, knowing what you were considering. And so we have no recommended changes for you. Would ask that you take action on this administrative action to approve the expansion of the Badlands hunting unit with the Custer unit or the Elk Mountain unit for the area where the bighorn sheep auction tag would be valid.
Okay.
And beginning in 2020.
Chairman, I make that motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing no, hearing no discussion, all in favor of 14A expanding the boundary for the auction tag, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, that passes as a finalization. Yes.
We've been engaged in a conversation about funds and where they're going to be spent, and I know the department wants a decision right now, but you know what? It's not an agenda item, so I don't believe we can make a decision on that this time without being a legal agenda item. I think it should be on our next meeting scheduled agenda item. Thank you.
Please.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. I'm going to put on my old hat, my wildlife hat, and we have James Rudzinski that's come forward. Many of you have heard James's name over the years with in relation to our licensing system on the wildlife side. James and I have been working together for 15 years on making sure that our license system works the way it's supposed to work, that is 90% James and 10% department, I would guess, the way that whole operation works. Anyway, last Wednesday, we had an issue that happened at, it was internal at BIT, where there was a, just kind of layman's terms, there was a button that got pushed that totally disabled our licensing system. I have never seen an incident like that. We've never had to break out the incident list where folks started getting called, and the first thing that we heard was some really bad news that it might be 2 or 3 days before we could sell another license, whether that be at an agent or online. Thanks to some of the things that James had done recently to back up some systems, the way that he was able to glue some things together from some previous information, he actually, I got the phone call at about 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, and by that evening, he had things pretty well back together. By the next morning, we were back up and running across the board. He was able to recover, I think the number was close to nine and a half million records.
10 million.
10 million records that were absolutely inaccessible to us at one point. We could not get in our own system at one point. And James worked his magic to get us back online. And James has been doing this for 15 years. He is the guy that keeps us running. He is, this is his baby. And James is part of our family at Game Fish and Parks, especially on the wildlife side. I consider James a personal friend. He and I have spent, I don't know how many nights together working on computer programs, eating pizza, drinking Coke, because we're up until 1 o'clock in the morning doing things. Even had the Capitol Security come in with guns drawn one night because we set off the alarm system. So anyway, we wanted to take a chance to recognize James. James, like I said, every time that he came over to help me out, I'd buy him a Coke. So Secretary Hepler and I got together, bought him a 12-pack of Coke. I also know that James likes to eat at La Minestra in town here, so we got him a gift certificate to thank him for his service and helping us out. So round of applause for James.
Thank you very much. Yes.
OK,
keeps me going at night. The database had a failover and I found out about the error at 4. Started trying to make a plan, and then Scott was contacted by my upper management. And at that point, we started trying to work on recovery plans. We had recent backups, which I was able to recover. I still have the history tables to correct, but that's coming up this Monday. I'll be up at like 2 a.m. in the morning to do this transfer over hours so we won't interfere with the public as much as I can. So, but no, I've been working with Scott for a very long time, and it has been a very pleasant experience for the most part.
Most days.
Most days, with a few exciting exceptions. But thank you again. I really appreciate.
Questions, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Are you available to come to my house and help me with my computer?
I don't know where your house is, but yes.
Thank you.
New Underwood.
New Underwood. That would be a bit of a trip.
Or do you do elk and deer plans too?
I can see where you were unsuccessful.
Well, thank you for your great work. We all appreciate it very much.
Thank you,
James. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you again.